877-337-6666. You might recognize the music. We got a little theme going on. Little Snoop Doggy Dogg. I like to go theme-wise. I'm very theme-heavy. So we try to get an artist of the show, and it's Snoop Dogg, because I like to be in that mood right now. I feel a little feisty. You know what I mean? 877-337-6666. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. You can always hit me up at HoffWFan. And let's get into this Ranger debacle from yesterday. The trade deadline happened 3 o'clock. And, you know, there were three trades by the Rangers. They did make and did add to the team. But the problem is the names were insignificant. They are role players. They are fill-ins. Like, Jacob Trouba is going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. So, okay, you got another defenseman who maybe can play some minutes and, you know, be a rough guy and whatnot. Okay, that's fine. But they are not significant improvements. You've been dying to get a player of a Jake Guentzel, of whether it's a Buchnevich back. All of these players that were significant scorers, offensive players that could help add to the Panarins, Kreiders. I mean, there was rumors going around about maybe even bringing Zuccarello back because he's played with Kreider before. And they did Ugats. And the frustrating thing is, this is not the first time a team like the Rangers, who seems to be making strides to be a contender for the cup. They seem to be right there. They seem to be a move or two away from taking that step and being a competitive team and really being a significant team come playoff time. And Chris Drury back down. And again, just a reference, at the Panthers game on Monday, the Rangers in a 7-game series cannot compete with the Panthers. And the Panthers got better, and the Rangers didn't. They didn't improve. They can, again, now they really can't compete with the Panthers. But it's not just the Rangers. It's not just the Rangers, but they are just the latest team to do nothing. We saw the Knicks come playoff, come trade deadline. You know, obviously we know about the OG trade before the deadline, you know, well before the deadline, which was significant, that was good. But there was other names, other players that could have really been a good addition to this team. And we're talking about who's gonna be here. You know, who's going to be the big piece, that missing piece that's going to help? Alec Burks! That's who the Knicks bring in? Alec Burks! We've had him before. We know what he does. Last year with the Mets and Yankees, nothing. Mets were selling. Yankees didn't add. 2 years before that, with Billy Epler, who basically was the king of having terrible trade deadlines. You never know when you're going to have a special season. So when it is, when you're in the process of having it, you can't just get cold feet. You can't put your feet up and just watch how the team works because you think, no, you got to get better. You got to be proactive. You got to think about ahead. 2022, what the hell did Billy Epler do? He brought in Darren Ruff. He brought in Daniel Vogelback. He brought in Mikel Givens, Tyler Naquin. I mean, these are the people, these are the additions that Billy Epler brought in on a team that won 101 games and then got ousted in the first round of the playoffs. I'm sick and tired of watching these teams, these local teams, have opportunities in front of them and do nothing. I'm not telling you to sell the farm. I get it. The Rangers wanted to be, wanted to hold on to Kako. I understand that. But he was the only piece that could be moved? That was it? Nobody else was biting anywhere else? There was nothing else of significance the Rangers could have done? We talk about draft picks all the time. Like, eventually, you have the players. The players are there. You have Panarin. You have Kreider. You have Zibanejad. Adam Fox is on your team. You have Jacob Trouba, who I know is hurt, but he's there. Shesterkin is back to playing at his normal level. You have the kids, Lafreniere, Kako. You have these young kids. Eventually, the draft picks mean nothing. Go out and bring in someone that will put you over the top. And it's not just Chris Drury. Leon Rose didn't do it. Billy Epler didn't do it. Brian Cashman hasn't done it. Joe Douglas hasn't done it. Joe Shane hasn't done it. Brooklyn Nets, that doesn't make a difference anyway. They thought they did it. That didn't work out. I mean, you name all the teams around here, they just... Is it being cold-blooded? I don't know. But they are not going above and beyond when teams are looking like they're special. And that is a problem to me. It's about time that you make the moves. Be cold-blooded. Make difficult decisions. You've already rebuilt. Like, I get, like, Joe Shane and company didn't want to trade away Saquon Barkley at the trade deadline. They wanted to give him an opportunity to come back here, stay with the team. And now there's a potential that you're going to lose Saquon Barkley to free agency and get nothing in return. The season was going nowhere. The Giants were terrible to start the season. One of the worst records in football. They beat Arizona, but they got smoked by everybody else. And the method to the madness doesn't make sense if you're just going to let Saquon Barkley walk away at the end of the year. Take control. Be cold-blooded. Dude, we can't get a deal together. It's business. See you later. We're going to get assets. If that's what... I know I'm sitting there being a hypocrite saying, oh, the draft picks don't mean anything, but if you're not going to keep the player, at least get something back. In that case, with the Giants. With the Rangers, how many picks do you want? At some point in time, you got to assess your team and say, are we good enough? And Drury saying no is scary. Drury saying that the New York Rangers aren't good enough is scary. Because you don't have, how many more years is Igor Shesterkin going to play amazing. He wasn't that great this year to start off. He got motivated second half of the season. He's played a lot better. So what? So we get to the playoffs and he stands on his head and then we can't score or somebody else gets hurt or whatever happens and we're missing that other. It's the Yankees used to do it. The Yankees at their peak, they used to do it. They used to bring in reinforcements at the deadline. That's the way to win, is build a team, adjust on the fly, and trade deadline, do something of impact. That's how the Texas Rangers won the World Series last year. They made moves. Their pitching staff was depleted, and they brought in a whole new set. They didn't just say, oh, well, we got pitchers in our farm system. They should be okay. They brought in starting pitching. When the Atlanta Braves won the World Series a few years ago, their entire outfield, including Acuña Jr., was hurt. During the deadline, they brought in a completely different outfield. Everyone got replaced, and they won a World Series. Why? Because they didn't sit on their ass. So, message to GMs out there in New York sports. Next trade deadline, when your team is doing well and in a position to really be a contender or make an impact in the playoffs, why don't you make an impact? Why don't you make a trade? Why don't you make a move that's going to put you potentially over the top? If you ask Chris Drury about those three trades and he says that any of those players put them over the top, then he's just lying to everybody. He wouldn't say that. He believes his team. Of course, he's got to say that. But those three players that they added are nothing of significance that are going to make the Rangers a playoff team. 877. Well, they're a playoff team now. They're not being a championship team. 877-337-6666. That's the number to call. You can always hit me up at Hoff WFAN. Let's get back to the phones. Ray in Waterbury. What's up, Ray?
Hi, Pete. It's great when you're on. I love talking Met baseball with you and Paul when Paul's with you.
Paul's all right. I mean, you don't have to kiss his butt. No, I appreciate it. What's going on, Ray?
You know, Pete, I think the Mets, a couple of moves here, I think that they make one of the third wild cards. I like the starting pitching is not bad. I think Severino is going to bounce back, and I think the Yankees are going to regret not keeping him. That's number one. And I think the pitching's it's decent, the starting pitch, and the bullpen's pretty good. I think Fujinami was a nice pickup. Having a flamethrower at the end of that from the sixth inning or so. I think what we do need is they went cheap because they didn't want, because of the luxury tax, they went cheap with the DH. I mean, who are they fooling? Vientos stinks. I didn't think he'd hit, and it looks like he's not going to hit. And the two cheapos they brought in, Voit and Choi, they're not going to hit either, not hitting. And I don't think Stewart's going to bounce back like he did last year. The bottom line is, like you said, Epler didn't do nothing. I know this luxury tax, they got to pay 101% on any signing. Bring in J.D. Martinez in here now. You know,
I would love J.D. Martinez here. I would love to add something to this lineup. Because, Ray, you're not wrong. I think that a lot of people are counting the Mets out because, you know, the names aren't as sexy. Like, Luis Severino last year was terrible, so that clearly means he's terrible. You know, Sean Manai was bad the past couple seasons. So now he's not a pitcher in Major League Baseball. Jose Quintana was hurt for most of the season last year, so that means he's bad too, right? Adrian Hauser actually is not a really bad fifth starter on a team, but he's terrible because he came from the Brewers, who didn't win anything, and people don't really know Adrian Hauser. So there's enough reason to hate on the Mets rotation, but if you just take a step back and look into the numbers, yeah, there's a lot of ifs there. If these guys pitch up to their potential, pitch up to what they were years ago, pitch up to their career highs, they're great pitchers. They could actually be great pitchers. Do I expect that? No. But the reality is, and I keep on, it's funny. Evan and I do the Rico Bronya podcast, and we talk about it a lot, and this is going to sound stupid. So just bear with me for a second, Ray. But we talk about the fact that giving up an ERA of a 4.5, it looks ugly. You don't like it. You hate to see it. But in reality, a 4.5 ERA is 3 runs every 6 innings. It's not terrible. It's actually a quality start. It's actually what you kind of hope for. It's actually, it keeps you in the game, and then you get to the bullpen, and as long as they can hold it down, giving up 3 runs a game isn't really bad. Like, it's actually not. But the fact is that 4.5, it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look as pretty as an ace having that 2.3 ERA or somewhere in the threes. But if you look at the career numbers from Manai and Severino and Quintana, like, they're all around, like, high threes, low four ERAs. Like, if they do that, if they pitch to the back of their card, their career numbers, the Mets can be in almost every game. They're going to get blown up. It's going to happen. It happens to even when you have an ace on the mound. I mean, DeGrom pitched that one game in Oakland where everyone wanted to jump off a bridge or whatever because he was so bad. Like, oh, here we go. This should be an easy series in Oakland, and Jacob DeGrom's pitching bad in practice, and we're like, what the hell's going on here? Every pitcher in Major League Baseball can have a bad day. These pitchers in the Mets rotation are going to have more bad days than most aces. There's no guarantee about it. But they're also professional, and with the pitching lab that the Mets have, with the fact that they think they could fix these guys. They think that Sean Manai found something last year. They think that Luis Severino, they think that he was tipping pitches and they could fix that. It's not as bad as, it's not doom and gloom like people make it sound like. And again, the Mets won 101 games in 2022. Is that who they really are? No, they're not a 101-win team. And listen, let's be fair. They don't have DeGrom anymore. They don't have Bassett anymore. They don't have a Max Scherzer who was healthy at that point in time. They don't have Edwin Diaz, though, hopefully is back. But they don't have those type of guys. But guess what? They're also not a 75-win team either. They're somewhere in between. If you get me to 85 wins, guess what? That's a playoff spot, dude. That is a playoff spot.
You're right. You're right, Pete. Bottom line is, let's get Senga healthy and have him have Severino do what, close to what he was. You got a good 1-2 punch. And you know what? The bottom line is, pitchers don't go after 6 innings anymore anyway. So your big time pitchers are they going to go 7? So what you're asking these guys, give you 6, like you say, 4 looks ugly, but after 6 it's not ugly. As long as your bullpen comes in and does its job, you know what I mean? They got a shot, but they need one more thumper in that lineup. And let me just say this, Pete, about the Soto thing. I don't want to talk about that. Sal gets into that. I mean, that's great. But the only way we can't stink this year to turn them off, especially over there, they should have a good year. Here's the way we got, the only shot we got to getting them. Ohtani got $700 million. We got to blow them out of the water where the Yankees don't come.
Ray, I have the contract. He's going to be 26.
600.
No. He's going to be 26 come October, okay?
Right.
So when the contract signed, he's going to be 26 years old. You give him 14 years, $1 billion, defer the money, locked and loaded. Let's go.
You're right. You know what? I would give him...
Championship! Let's go! Lock it up! End right. of story. $1 billion.
You're right. You know what? You got to blow him out of the water. That's he's right. got to get almost... He's got to get kind
right,
of what
who cares?
Otani
it's not,
got.
It, right. Who cares? It's not your money. It's not my money. It's Steve no. Cohen's money. Let him pay it.
And Steve's got the money. Steve's got the money
and he,
to give
and he
him
wants,
an Otani contract.
And he wants to. You know he wants to. He's got an itchy trigger yes. finger. He couldn't do it this year. He couldn't yes. bring in some cool toys. He knows he had to wait. David, listen, Ray, David Stearns is making him wait. David Stearns is saying
right.
hold. Like, if they could have got Yamamoto, fine. If they could have got Otani, fine. They couldn't get him. No big deal. We will bring in the high price players. We will bring in the guys that are worth it, but just wait for the right guy. And that's the thing. And Ray, thanks so much for the phone call. It's patience. Mets fans have to be patient. It's not to spend just to spend. It's to spend properly because we've had, listen, people criticize the Wilpons for not spending money. That's never the case. They did spend money. They spent it poorly. They spent it on the wrong people. They spent it on, hey, let's go Jason Bay. He's the cheaper of the left fielders compared to him or Matt Holliday. Matt Holliday's going to get more. Jason Bay will do just fine. Jason Bay was a bust. He was terrible. That's what happens. That's what happens. You can go up and down history of the Mets and all these other teams. You have to make the right choices. Have to make the right decisions. 877-337-6666. Again, don't forget, we've been leading with the Russell Wilson stuff. He needs to be a Jet. That is the most necessary move for the New York Jets this offseason. Russell Wilson, if he's going to back up any quarterback in New York, it's got to be Aaron Rodgers. 877-337-6666. Pete Hoffman with you on the fan. You could always hit me up at Hoff WFAN.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.